Live in the studio, Dan Bernheather.
Hi.
Daniel Bernstein, is it?
Well, it was Dan Bern growing up. So, it's that right now.
Growing up in Ohio?
Iowa.
Iowa, okay. That's pretty much the Midwest.
Very much, yeah, mm-hmm. Right there.
And
Illinois and Nebraska. Another San Tucson local radio, another caboose on the hit parade, says bye-bye, bye-bye. Another top 10 list you ain't on, another day your name ain't LeBron. Pack it in, why try? Pick your chin up off the ground, you ain't leaving. Sometimes backslaps all around. Sometimes it knocks you down. Why is that? Sometimes same things charge you up, pull you down, drain your cup. Sometimes it all just sucks you dry. There's things you ain't even begun achieving. Mostly I make it disappear. I meet you down by the old canal. Bring your guitar, I'll bring a ball. We'll shoot free throws, make up songs. This time next year we'll be kings. Do a lot of interviews, wear a lot of bling. Go to rehab, kick that cocaine in your cereal thing. I hear you saying things that you can't be believing. On the radio, it was a lot of country music.
Hmm.
It was Johnny Cash and Merle Haggard and Buck Owens.
You hated that, or?
I loved it.
You loved it.
You know, at the time, I think I thought, well, that's people's parents' music.
Hmm.
You know, I liked it. I liked the stories in those songs.
Mm-hmm.
But I was looking for my own kind of music. Hmm. Much later, like, you know, after I grew up and moved away, and then I started loving that music a lot more. before, but I got one now. Uh-huh, yeah. But you can't catch me unless you really want to. Well, I never had a girl before, but I got one now. Uh-huh, yeah. Somebody to hold my hand, understand, yeah. Pine nuts, shank nuts, any nuts will do. Go to sleep, darling, I don't think you'll sleep long. I'm gonna want you.
I started playing the cello. I grew up in a more of a classical house. My dad was a concert pianist.
Mm-hmm.
So my rebellion at that time was to not play the piano, but to play the cello. And it wasn't really a song instrument. So it wasn't until a few years later when I was able to finally kind of put that down, pick up the guitar, that the songs I was making up started to make a little more sense.
Okay. And that's when the words came. I mean, you read a lot of books.
Well, that's when I was able to put the words with some music.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'd been writing songs and making up songs and poems and stories since I was really little. But I didn't, until I picked up the guitar, I didn't really have a way to sort of make that make sense.
Mm. So there wasn't any music in your words when you started writing? Or?
Yeah, or they were separate. Like I would maybe make up musical things, and I would make up word things, and I think I would even make up songs, but until you're playing a guitar or a piano,
mm-hmm.
I guess, I think it's hard to, you know, if I'm talking to somebody and they're trying to write songs, but they don't play an instrument. It's possible, but usually I'll tell them, get a guitar, learn 3 chords, and then it'll be a lot easier for you. Mm. Makeup on your face and your dress up gingham lace, you could hang with Marilyn Monroe. But the you that I love best has your hair all in a mess and overalls on nothing on at all. Desert air is dry. That's the time I think of you. Beneath the Mesopotamian sun and an East Arabian moon, you rushed slow, you got here soon. And you're dress of gingham lace.
What you doing it for now? I mean, it must be hard traveling all the time, or you don't mind, or?
Well, I don't mind. I mean, I like it. The other night, after I did my show, I had some hours in Amsterdam, and I just walked around for 4 hours and wrote 5 or 6 songs, and you know, so it's as much as sometimes when I'm home and then I gotta leave, I sometimes grumble a little bit. Uh-huh. Once I'm out there, there's always new inspiration.
What's the most important thing about making music for yourself or for others, or is it communication, or is it getting some nice things together?
Well, I think the most important thing is probably to continue to make it fresh for myself and then for everybody else too.
So creativity is a key word here.
Yeah, you know, otherwise, you know, if you feel like all you're doing is recreating, then after a while it's like, you know, I could be doing something else. But when it feels fresh and new and alive again and exciting, then I can't imagine anything better. Mm-hmm. 6 in the morning in my room at the Cecil. 94.50 a week stretches me out a little. 6 in the morning is dope and Magnum is. Borrow me $2 so I can get to work again. I'm having a party tonight. I'm having a party tonight. I'm having a party tonight. Party by myself. Lunch wagon left, I stayed at my desk. I said I wasn't hungry. Nobody questioned me. I got 3 40-ounce Magnums and the cigarettes I craved all day. And I visit my dope man at 6 and Broadway. I'm having a party tonight. I'm having a party tonight. I'm having a party tonight, party by myself. Lock the door, the word could get around. I got beer and cigarettes. I got a ninth floor view. Main Street and a working TV set. 6 in the evening in my room at the Cecil. Captain Kirk don't care about my breath or about my bloodshot eyes. My beer is my friend and my rock is my friend. And my friends are why I'm getting up tomorrow again. I'm having a party tonight. I'm having a party tonight. I'm having a party tonight. Party by myself. Oh, party by myself.
You wrote so many songs. How do you remember them all when you perform? Are you making up words when you play?
Sometimes. I mean,
just like Dylan did.
Just like everybody.
Yeah.
I think Woody was great at that too. Mm. You know, I don't remember them all, but I remember a lot of them. And then, as you say, the ones I don't remember, I'll make up a new one.
Don't you sometimes think it's birds before swine, or why am I doing this?
Oh, well. You know, I used to feel that way sometimes, but now I think a big thing is, like, you play to the people who are there, you know. You don't play to the people who are not there.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you can get into a trap where you're thinking about the people who aren't there, but, you know, they don't matter that night.